medical treatments. We blast patients with antibiotics and look at the thousands of deaths due to antibiotic resistance per year that result. We plummet our cancer patients' immunity with drugs that cause more cancer later. Every day I see the harmful effects of the birth control pill on young women's hormones. Ah! I am as frustrated as you are. To make matters worse, do you know that medical treatments lag 25 years behind scientific medical knowledge? In the information technology IT field, this means people today would still be told to buy clunky, quarter-century-old Apple IIs in spite of sophisticated computers being available. Who would consider that a smart purchase? One of my friends was an esteemed CEO in a top high-tech company, managing thousands of people and factories across the globe. At the height of his career, he developed an aggressive brain tumour. In spite of receiving care from top medical facilities in the United States, he was shocked by the lack of innovative approaches. While the IT industry had solved incredibly complex and seemingly impossible problems, treatment for his type of cancer hadn't really advanced for more than a decade. He was a wonderful, kind man and lamented with real frustration that if he ran his company the way doctors practiced medicine, his company would be bankrupt in less than a month. When I see patients misdiagnosed and mismanaged by traditional old-style medicine, I feel the same disbelief. And that is why I have read with fascination and an open mind Anthony's Medical Medium and this new book, Medical Medium Thyroid Healing. Patients need answers now and can't wait for answers that might come in 2 decades. Besides, I know with certainty that answers don't just come out of the lab or from clinical trials. Call it consciousness, God, the voice, the field, or whatever you wish. Anthony is tapped into a source of knowledge, wisdom, and healing of enormous value. Researchers, medical doctors, and other scientists are extremely interested in the connection between viruses and disease processes. For years, I have been reading about how viruses are implicated in unexpected diseases and future cancers. For example, in the early 1960s, EBV was identified as the probable cause of a rare lymphoma, and now medical evidence shows that the virus is...